Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Keith. Is this Keith Willis?
Yep.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Sasha from LG Writing. I'm from the web department. Do you have a minute?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
There's a lot of disruption in the background. So, like, are you?
I got magic.
Do you have like time? Sorry.
I got magic, Jack, so that's not unusual. Can you hear me okay now?
Okay, that's fine. Now, how are you doing? And, you know,
fine.
Can you tell me you're doing great? That's nice. I hope you have a great day. And let me introduce myself. I'm from LG Writing. My name is Sasha Barber, and I'm calling from the web department / promotional department. So first of all, I wanted to ask you if, you know, like, you're satisfied with the work that our production and, you know, writing team is providing you right now at the moment.
Did you send me an email of the latest version?
I'll have to confirm it since, you know, the project managers are different, and I got a query regarding, you know, like, something that you asked for. That is the reason why I called you. You were looking for an e-commerce website. Is that so?
I was looking for whatever website?
An e-commerce website that is going to facilitate your transactions between the buyers and you.
I don't know what that means.
An e-commerce website where, you know, you will be facilitated with all the transactions that will be directly coming to your account if someone makes a purchase. Is that what you were looking for?
No.
No, you were not?
No.
So how do you manage to, you know, like, get all the royalties if you don't have an e-commerce website?
I don't know what an e-commerce whatever website is. I'm just a regular 70 retiree. I'm not a tech person, so I don't know.
Let me explain you. Okay, let me explain you what an e-commerce website is. So how many books have you published so far, if I may ask?
More than one. And I've never had a website.
You never had a website? So, like,
no,
your book is...
No,
okay, you have already published the book, or is it in the process of being published?
Well, the book that we're working on right now is... I published it, and then I unpublished it, and now LT Writers is publishing it again.
Okay.
With a new front and back cover.
Okay. If I may ask, why did you unpublish it?
Because I have to allow LT Writers, you work for LT Writers?
Yes, I do, but I work for another department. I work with the web designing and the marketing and the promotional department. So this is just a call to make a follow-up for the work that we have, like, our team members have already sent you, or the progress. This is just like a follow-up call from my side to you to make sure that if you are getting the work, if you're receiving the updates, everything is going according to your faith and what you have in your mind. This is the reason why I'm calling you, okay? Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine?
I unpublished it because I had to on Kindle, Amazon Kindle, because I can't have my book published, and you guys publish it, and then you try to sell it. That's not, you know, you can't have that, so.
Okay. So
anyway.
Are you satisfied with the work that we are, like, sending you, or the updates, or, you know, like, the book cover, or whatever, the writing, formatting, everything, like, editing, from the editing to formatting and the book cover, etc.? Are you okay with it? Are you satisfied with the, like, whatever we're sending you, or whatever updates you're getting from our side?
Yes, the last one that I got from Digital or whoever it is that you're working with over there, it looked fine to me, and the contact was fine, the buy was fine, because there's no buy app in there. The buy was fine, about the author was fine, about the book is fine, and the front web page was fine. I didn't have any problems.
Everything is fine. There is no, there is nothing that is going wrong or isn't according to whatever you want from us.
No, it looks fine to me. I do have one question, though.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, and you're probably just the perfect person to answer it.
Sure.
Somewhere down the road, maybe a year or so from now, Our family, I'm the Willis family, okay, we have some other books published on Amazon Kindle that I would like to advertise on my website, since this website is going to go for paid for five years for this silly website, okay? So I would like to advertise several more Willis books, maybe a year or so, on this website. I assume that's not difficult, that's easy to do, correct?
Sure, you can purchase the marketing for those books if you have the copyright for, like, the Willis books, like, whatever your family books you have on board, whether it's, like, one, two, three, you can buy the marketing for that. We can edit...
No. I'm not talking about paying you folks any more money. I'm
talking about
putting a blog on mine that says, here's some more Willis books that are available for purchase. And,
it's not about paying money. No. You're not getting what I'm saying. I'm just asking you, if you are getting a website, if you have a website, you if you already have, or if you don't, just go for a website, add the books on your blog as an additional service for the buyers, and, like, you can market those books. That's it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to purchase anything. If you already have a marketing website or any sort of marketing on board with us or any other publishing house, you just have to, like, simply share the script or the book, or if you have the copyright, you know, for this book. If you are saying that you have, like, three to four other books that you want to, you know, like, publish, or, sorry, you want to market on your website, you just give us the details, we'll upload it for you, and then, bam.
And you'll put it on there. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. I mean, like, I was not saying that we're going to ask you for any more money.
Are you affiliated with the website? Are you working with those people?
Yeah, I do. So you want to go for a website. You want to get a website design and then upload whatever books you have on board, like the one we are publishing right now, and the one, the few more you already have, like your family books, right?
As far as I know, I've already purchased a website. I paid $4,000 to LT Writers.
Okay, perfect.
For a website.
You already have a website. So what you will have to do, you will have to give us the details of the books along with the copyrights, if the copyrights are under your name, okay? Whatever details are required to, you know, like...
Forget about that. That's a year down the line. I'm not worried about that right now.
Okay. So
I've latest version of it, which looked fine to me.
Okay.
Send me the latest version again, just to make sure that I still like it, make sure it's still what I want, and I'm fine with it.
Okay, you were already, like, you already liked the version that we sent you, right?
The last version that I got from Jessica looked fine, but I just want to make sure I wasn't even told whether it's online or whether it's just a demo, whether it's not online.
It's a demo. The one that we sent. Okay, obviously, without your approval or without your feedback or your heads up, we won't be, you know, like, making the website live, okay? So it was a demo website that we sent you, and since you have already approved, it may be in progress of being live. Oh, I can see your picture.
Okay, that's fine. Then just go ahead and go for it. Because the latest demo that I got was fine. I was okay with that.
You're okay with it? The color scheme and everything?
Yes, that's fine. Yes.
Okay. It looks very pretty, like, for a book full of stories, Keith M. Willis, about the author. And then we have write a book. Yeah, I think it's perfect. And have you chosen a domain for the for your website? Okay, then someone from our website, like team, like some guys will call you and ask you about, you know, like, domain and everything, or maybe like Anna will call you and ask you about the domain details. You'll have to choose between like two domains that we will be giving you, and you just tell us which one to go with. I think GoDaddy will be a better option because there's
That's what Kevin was talking about, GoDaddy.
Yeah, I think
I've
it's going to be...
I've already paid $4,000.
You have already? No. We're not asking you for any money. It's just, you know, you'll be...
I don't know about your domain.
Sorry?
I don't know about your domain. I don't know what that's all about.
No. It's just like a domain. You know, like when we design websites, we have to choose a domain. Like if you are given like 2 to 3 options, you know Google, how Google works, right? So, you know, like it's just like a Google thing. And we will have to make your website live. And, you know, like GoDaddy is supposed to be the one that receives a lot more traffic than other domains. So it was our suggestion to, you know, like to give you a better option of choosing the right domain for the website.
That's fine. Go with GoDaddy then. It's not going to cost me any more extra money, right?
No, it won't. Because you have already purchased the marketing services that includes the website. That's it. You won't be like you won't have to pay us any money.
Good.
So,
GoDaddy's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll have to do a little bit of research about, you know, like the GoDaddy and the like usernames and everything, because then we'll have to come up with a username, and then if you know like things are done, we'll call you and ask you for the details that require like your approval and everything. Like your approval is a must for us, right? Before proceeding further. Without your approval, we won't be doing anything. So whenever, you know, like we are done with the domain and the, you know, like formalities of the choosing domain and giving all the details, we'll give you a call before making the website live. Sounds good to you?
Or you can send me an email and just say, hey,
GoDaddy
fine?
Yeah.
And I'll say, GoDaddy, that's fine, go ahead. How's that sound?
Okay, Kevin has already talked to you about it, and you have already said yes to him regarding the domain, which is going to be GoDaddy.
I'm fine with GoDaddy.
Okay, that's fine. And is there anything else that you want to ask? Sorry?
I don't know the difference between GoDaddy and any of the other ones. You folks are the ones that know all about it, so anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, like, as you said, that Kevin has already talked to you about it, and he was also, you know, suggesting GoDaddy. So I think it's going to be a better option for you, because you will see a lot more, you know, like traffic for the buyers over there. So I think if you want a great sell, it's going to be a better option for you.
Okay, do that then.
Okay.
Now, what other permission do you need?
I'll have to see. We might have some form or something. It's like the basic details, right? That's it. Like, you know, like the username and everything. It's not that complicated. It's just like a simple form that we might need. Yeah, okay?
Yeah. Okay, and if you can't get me on the phone, just send me an email and say, hey, does this look okay, and this is okay, and whatever, and then I'll say
sure,
yes,
you know, since I'm from, since I'm from the QA department, I work for, you know, like the quality assurance and everything, I had to make a call before, you know, like we can proceed further with things to make sure everything is going according to your, you know, like your expectations and if you're satisfied with the work or not.
Yeah.
So
that
was the reason why I was calling you. I hope I did not disturb you in any means.
It almost sounds like you want more money or something.
No. That's not what I want. Why would I want more money if you've already paid us, you know, like what you have to?
Anyway, that's where we're at right now, and feel free to give me a call or send me an email if you need some
input. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay,
I'm sorry if I disturb you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.